immunity without vaccinations. Shun lived near a great lake. He was very kind. His whole family was gentle and kind. They released trap animals whenever they could. "Have you released those birds I bought from the hunters?" Shun asked his wife. She answered, "Yes, I've let them all go." "That's wonderful," Shun said. "Now they are free to fly wherever they want. They can fly in the sky, or they can rest on a branch in the forest." Just thinking about it made him so happy that he just beamed. Most of the people in the area trapped and fished. Only the Shens were different. When their neighbors caught some animals, the Shens always bought as many as they could and released them. Their neighbors thought for sure the family was out of their minds. Why waste good money on a bunch of birds? What good can it possibly do? Oh, they're just simple-minded, that's all. This is what most of his neighbors said. But one night, when everybody had gone to sleep, except Old Man Lee, who had insomnia, he heard voices in the street. When he looked out, he was so scared he fell over. In the street, he saw two demons. They were bringing an epidemic. Now, of course, we say germs bring epidemics. Maybe a germ is one kind of a demon. At any rate, germs are frightening to think about, and these demons Old Man Lee saw were certainly frightening to look at. In their hands, they carried dozens of little flags. One of the demons said, "One flag for each house, right?" The other demon said, "That's right, but not that house there. That's the Shen's house. They have released many captured animals. We cannot do anything to them." Within days, a terrible epidemic swept through the district. In less than a week, over half of the people were dead. But the odd thing was, nobody in the Shen family got even a bit sick. His neighbors knew then that a good heart can earn good rewards. Shen lived to a ripe old age and died peacefully without any suffering.